Welcome back. Let us celebrate a short liturgy of the word to listen to God's word. For today, on this, we'll do it for the Ascension of the Lord, even though in some places they've decided that it is a burden to burden people by going to Mass on today, so they just transferred it to Sunday, which I personally think was a bit disappointing. But here we go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let us take a moment to acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to listen to God's holy word. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to sin no more, and to avoid the near occasion of sin. We usually have a Gloria before the collect, but we don't need to get into all those things that are part of the form of the Mass in order to listen to the word. Let us pray the collect. Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God, and make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving. For the ascension of Christ your Son is our exaltation, and where the head has gone before in glory, the body is followed, is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. The caption is, as the apostles were looking on, Jesus was taken up. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 1. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined on them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they were gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray Psalm 47. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord, or Alleluia. Alleluia sounds good to me. All you peoples, clap your hands. Shout to God with cries of gladness, for the Lord, the Most High, the Awesome, is the great King over all the earth. Alleluia. God mounts his throne amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid trumpet blasts. Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. Alleluia. For King of all the earth is God. Sing hymns of praise, reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Alleluia. The caption is, Christ has entered into heaven itself. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way, the word of the Lord. Or it could have been a reading from the Epistle to the Hebrews, but we already read Ephesians. This is a major feast, isn't it? A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Caption is, as he blessed them, he was taken up to heaven. Jesus said to his disciples, thus it was written that Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We're just going to pray one psalm, and that shortens our liturgy of the hours. And we're going to pray, listen to the office of readings too, perhaps. Or we might just go into the rosary, because honestly I'm a little tired tonight, and I bet you are too. Psalm 14. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. Their deeds are loathsome, corrupt. No one does what is good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if even one is wise, if even one seeks God. All have gone astray, all alike are perverse. Not one does what is good, not even one. Antiphon, sin has increased, but grace has far surpassed it. Will these evildoers never learn? They devour my people as they devour bread. They do not call upon the Lord. They have good reason then to fear. God is with the company of the just. They would crush the hopes of the poor, but the poor have the Lord as their refuge. Sin increased, but grace has far surpassed it. Oh, that Zion might come the salvation, that from Zion might come the salvation of Israel. Jacob would rejoice and Israel be glad when the Lord restores his people. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord opened their minds, alleluia, that they might understand the scriptures, alleluia. First reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians. He ascended to heaven and led captive captivity is the caption. I plead with you as a prisoner for the Lord to live a life worthy of the calling you have received, with perfect humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another lovingly. Make every effort to preserve the unity which has the Spirit as its origin and peace as its binding force. There is but one body and one Spirit, just as there is but one hope given all of you by your call. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and works through all and is in all. Each of us has received God's favor in the measure in which Christ bestows it. Thus you can find Scripture saying, when he ascended on high, he took captive captivity and gave gifts to men. He ascended. What does this mean but that he also first descended into the lower regions of the earth? He who descended is the very one who ascended high above the heavens, that he might fill all men with his gifts. It is he who gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in roles of service for the faithful to build up the body of Christ, till we become one in faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, and form that perfect man who is Christ come to full stature. Let us then be children no longer, tossed here and there, carried about by every wind of doctrine that originates in human trickery and skill in proposing error. Let us profess the truth in love and grow to the full maturity of Christ the head. Through him the whole body grows, and with the proper functioning of the members, joined firmly together by each supporting ligament, builds itself up in love. I declare and solemnly attest in the Lord that you must no longer live as the pagans do, their minds empty, their hearts darkened. They are estranged from a life in God because of their ignorance and their resistance. Without remorse, they have abandoned themselves to lust and to the indulgence of every sort of lewd conduct. That is not what you learned when you learned Christ. I am supposing, of course, that he has been preached and taught to you in accord with the truth that is in Jesus, namely that you must lay aside your former way of life and the old self, which deteriorates through illusion and desire, and acquire a fresh spiritual way of thinking. You must put on the new man created in God's image, whose justice and holiness are born of truth. When Christ ascended on high, he led captive captivity. He gave gifts to men. Alleluia. God ascends to shouts of joy, the Lord to the blasts of trumpets. He gave gifts to men. Alleluia. Second reading from a sermon by St. Augustine of Hippo, Bishop. Today, our Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven. Let our hearts ascend with him. Listen to the words of the Apostle. If you have risen with Christ, set your hearts on the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Seek the things that are above, not the things that are on earth. For just as he remained with us even after his resurrection, so we too are already in heaven with him, even though what is promised to us has yet to be fulfilled, has yet not yet been fulfilled in our bodies. Christ is now exalted above the heavens, but he still suffers on earth all the pain that we, the members of his body, have to bear. He showed this when he cried out from above, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And when he said, I was hungry and you gave me food. Why do we on earth not strive to find rest with him in heaven, even now, through the faith, hope, and love that unites us to him? While in heaven, he is also with us, and we, while on earth, are with him. He is here with us by his divinity, his power, and his love. We cannot be in heaven as he is on earth by divinity, but in him we can be there by love. He did not leave heaven when he came down to us, nor did he withdraw from us when he went up again into heaven. In fact, he was in heaven even while he was on earth. That he was in heaven even while he was on earth is borne out by his own statement. No one has ever ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven. These words are explained by our oneness with Christ, for he is our head and we are his body. No one ascended into heaven except Christ, because we also are Christ. He is the Son of Man by his union with us, and we by our union with him are sons of God. So the Apostle says, just as the human body, which has many members, is a signal of unity, because all the different members make one body, so it is with Christ. He too has many members, but one body. Out of compassion for us, he descended from heaven, and although he ascended alone, we also ascend, because we are in him by grace. Thus no one but Christ descended, and no one but Christ ascended. Not because there is no distinction between the head and the body, but because the body as a unity cannot be separated from the head. Responsory prayer. During the 40 days after his passion, he appeared to them and spoke with them about the kingdom of God. As they watched, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Alleluia. While he was with them, he told them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the fulfillment of the Father's promise. As they watched, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Alleluia. Now, having celebrated this wonderful liturgy of the Word, I just propose that we pray like one decade of the Rosary together. And that'll probably be it, and we'll ask for a partial or plenary indulgence, but who knows? It's awfully hot out here in Arizona. So, which mysteries? Which mysteries would be most uplifting? Probably happy mysteries. Again, we pray the resurrection of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All right. I'm very hot, very tired. It's getting late. I'm going to let you go now, but I hope that our small audience, our small little group of prayer warriors, is blessed. We pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions really quickly before we go. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.